It's a big day for us tomorrow. Not so much because we're showing off, our new DCA stores, which required, a significant investment of just over £1 million. But for us as a family, there's much more to it than that, because we built the stores on the site of the original building in which we peeled our first apple, which of course is the building that my father, John Acock, built in 1963. So, and I'd left the building up all these years, and but we had to put the demolition guys in there. It's just over a year ago now, to knock it down. So it was a very seminal moment when the first swing from the construction machinery started knocking it down, I can tell you. This building, which we used to call it the peeling shed, that's what it was called all its life, the peeling shed. And it's where Dad peeled his first apple in 1963. That formed the nucleus for everything that 4A's is today. My dad passed away, nine years ago, I think it was now. It was a very seminal moment and an emotional moment. It really was. So I hope he didn't mind me knocking it down. And, our business as a whole is growing. So, we need more storage for the fruit that we have coming in from all our growers from around Kent as well. So that will facilitate our needs over the next few years. And then we will once again have to look at more storage. Without question, we're the first apple processor in the UK to make this sort of investment in this type of cutting edge storage technology. Now, DCA storage, dynamically controlled atmosphere storage, in our case, it takes the oxygen levels down to about 0.6%. And what it does is it goes to the lowest threshold of oxygen that the apple can continue to survive in. So it literally slows the respiration rate of the apple to its very, very slowest rate that can be achieved without damaging the apple. So for the apples, improved quality. In principle, where it's supposed to improve the flavour and texture of the fruit. So when you come to use it, you've got those two attributes improving, and those are the two main attributes of quality that we're looking to improve. It's not a cheap system, we're going to see now whether other processors like us go as far as we've gone in the immediate future. I doubt. We generally stay fairly well ahead of our competitors on that front, but certainly other apple growers in the UK to a degree are already adopting this technology. But as I say, in terms of processing terms, we're absolutely the first people to invest in this sort of technology. The particular system that we have here has come out of Italy. And the great thing is, again, with this, the technology these days, is that the Italians can dial into our system at any time and see what's going on in the stores, which is hugely helpful when using this technology to store Bramleys is relatively new. It's been pretty much plug and play, which is phenomenal. The whole principle tomorrow is to commemorate the stores in my father's name, which is what we're principally doing tomorrow. So unfortunately, our guests tomorrow are really it's the family. We're indulging ourselves, unfortunately, in doing that, because and I should be extremely proud to be able to do that tomorrow. And so it'll be a big moment for us.